From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Newsrooms around the country are talking about how to use AI in the wake of a recent journalism scandal in our region. A reporter in Cody, Wyoming resigned after he was caught using the technology to write stories and make up quotes. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mirzana has more.
Reporter CJ Baker was sitting in his cubicle at the Powell Tribune office in Northwest Wyoming when his editor started reading an article out loud.
Yellowstone National Park, known for its stunning landscapes and diverse wildlife, is a place where visitors come to experience nature's beauty.
It was from a competing paper, the Cody Enterprise.
This incident serves as a stark reminder of the unpredictable nature of human behavior, even in the most serene settings.
His editor thought that was a weird way to end a story about a shootout, especially one in which someone died.
I turned to him, I said, I know where that comes from. And I said, that's AI.
Baker says it sounded a lot like writing he'd seen from a chatbot. Still, he says suspecting another paper's reporter was using AI wasn't a story in itself. But then he started finding other parts of stories that he thought were made up. So he reached out to people who'd been quoted by the reporter in Cody. Seven people said they'd never talked to him, including the governor, an astronomer, and a raccoon expert.
I think there's a lot of room for disagreement in journalism about how best to do things, but the red line is that you never make stuff up.
At a think tank in Florida, one of the leading experts on AI was also intrigued.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. I had never heard of a reporter using AI to generate quotes yet.
Alex Mahadevan is with the Poynter Institute. Baker got his take on the situation before publishing his investigation. Mahadevan had seen other kinds of misuses of the technology, like having AI write stories and creating fake bylines. But not like this. He says things like that Yellowstone paragraph are a dead giveaway.
So you might see a paragraph that tries to sum up the situation and wrap it up in like a nice bow that, you know, somebody would try to write on their SAT.
The scandal was picked up by media outlets around the country, and reporters have continued to talk about the ramifications. For his part, Mahadevan is a big proponent of using some AI in journalism, especially in small newsrooms.
They should be using generative AI to do transcription, meeting summaries, to try to cover more communities, experimenting with ethical but innovative ways to do your jobs better.
But he says it's critical to have a clear public policy on how it's being used. The Cody Enterprise reporter who resigned is not commenting, but the paper's leaders apologized and said they now have a system in place to catch AI-generated stories. The Powell Tribune, which uncovered the scandal, is also working on developing a policy. And other newsrooms around Wyoming are paying attention.
I'm Sarah Squires. I'm the managing editor of The Ranger, Wind River News, and Lander Journal newspapers.
Over in central Wyoming, Squires runs a pretty traditional newsroom. The walls are plastered with calendars and story ideas. The radio and a police scanner run in the background. Squires' newsroom has a policy of not using AI. And when news of the use in Cody broke, she made sure to tell her audiences that in an editorial. And she's making sure she knows what all of her writers' voices sound like, so she could detect any AI.
AI will never be something that we use for writing, but we do see potential out there in terms of maybe using AI to like sort large volumes of data.
But she's also keeping her reporters focused on basic techniques like talking to people and opening up books instead of always relying on computers.
Walk on your two legs and go to the library, go to the historical society.
And do that kind of old-fashioned reporting. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mirzbach.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know, Dr.
Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.